something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a rebroadcast of the October Global Communion Service with Pastor Chris.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. All the world is yours. All the nations belong to you. Everything. You made all things. And all of us are the works of your hands. You're righteous. You're holy. There's none like you. Thank you for the Holy Scriptures you've given us to guide our minds, to educate us. That we may know your will. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to read something to you from the Bible, from the words of Jesus in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, from verse 9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Now, in this prayer, which many call the Lord's Prayer, because he taught his disciples this prayer, a number of very vital principles and truths to learn. But we also have to know that we're not supposed to keep praying this prayer because it was for those who were hoping for the kingdom that Jesus brought to come. They were looking forward to the kingdom. So it's a twofold or a two-pronged approach to understanding God's plan. Daniel 12. I want us to read it from verse 1. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. I remember the angel of the Lord talking to Daniel and giving him this revelation. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation even to that same time. That's referring to the tribulation period. That's the period they want to bring forward. The Antichrist era with the one world government, one world religion, and one world economy, which the Bible clearly describes, see, such as never was since there was a nation even to that same time. And at that time, thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. Next verse. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Did you see that? Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two on the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river, by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times, and a half. That is 3.5 years. That's the second 3.5 years I told you about. I said the first 3.5 years, the Antichrist has his headquarters in Europe. Then he moves to Jerusalem for another 3.5 years. So this is the second 3.5 years where he operates from Jerusalem. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. Terrible. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. So Daniel didn't understand the details that we bring forth today, because we are in the time of the end. And these things are made clear to us. And you look through the other writings of the prophets and apostles, and you understand them much more clearly. Verse 10. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly. And none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Who are the wise? Soul winners. Soul winners. We read it earlier. It says, they that be wise. See. So, the wise shall understand, but none of the wicked shall understand. But the wise who understand will tell the souls that they are winning. So those of us who are leading people to Christ and concerned about the souls of men are the ones bringing the true information to the world. Sir. Not those who don't care. This month is a very special one. This is the month of October. And I want to tell you what it is about, what the Lord wants to do with us this month of October. And I was excited in my spirit, really excited. So I was receiving from the Lord His direction for this beautiful month of October. You ready for this? I said, Lord, what do you want to do with us? What do you want to do with us in October? What do you want to do with us? So, go to Isaiah chapter 54 and then use the CJV. From verse 2. Enlarge the space for your tent. Extend the curtains of your dwelling. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Make your tent pegs firm. You getting ready for this? For you will spread out to the right and the left. And your descendants will possess the nations and inhabit the desolate cities. Yes, sir. And God said to me, this October Hallelujah. Is the month of spreading and possessing. So you are spreading and possessing. As you spread, you take over. As you spread, you take over. He says, don't hold back. Spread out to the right, to the left, and possess nations. Possess cities. Now, you're going to see this will happen in several areas of life. It is your month of spreading and possessing. Power of the Holy Ghost. License to spread. License to possess. You're going to see the power of God working in your behalf in an extraordinary way. Oh boy. Hallelujah. Go ahead, open your mouth and pray right now.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.